Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Rob Cressy, and I'm super excited to be jamming with you. And joining me to get you ready for NFL Week 8 action is Josh Ingles. You can follow him on Twitter at Covers_Josh. Josh, great to have you back on the show.
What's up, Rob? The happiest man in sports. It's great to be here. I appreciate you bringing me on today to talk a little football or sports or whatever we get into today.
And I like that moniker, happiest man in sports, because I truly am happy because getting the opportunity to talk sports betting with someone amazing like you, hallelujah, what a day for me.
Stop it now. You just stop it with all those nice words.
So what we're going to do, quick recap of week 7, what we learned, then we are going to look ahead towards week 8. And week 7, not my favorite because of the Bye-mageddon. It was like we only had a handful of games instead of games all over the place. Nonetheless, it was a good week for us, 2-1 with our picks, our Big Mick Moneyline Parlay of the week 1, and it was very simple and formulaic. I took the top 5 favorites, and Josh, one of the big narratives of this year in both sports betting as well as survivor pools has been the double-digit big favorites continue to win and cover. So I looked at last week, 9 of the 12 games that won were by double digits. And we're just seeing these huge spreads and these teams crushing. Great for my Big Mick Moneyline Parlay of the Week. And guess what? It pays to be square, because one thing that I don't try and be is someone that I'm not. I always like to try and give insight into how we're thinking, our thought process. But guess what? This can be a square bet. Oh, put together a Moneyline Parlay. Well, guess what? The squares are winning right now.
Yeah, last week posed a big slate of big spread games, right? Like, I've been cruising in my pick 6 contest with another guy. We went 4-2 last week, but I'm looking over at the board. We're 27-9 on the year on our spread picks. And having someone to bounce those picks off of in weeks like this is amazing. Like, when you're looking at it, like, it's tough to convince someone to take the Cards at 19 points. But when you actually sit and talk about it, you're like, okay, well, Davis Mills has only scored like 1 touchdown in like 4 of his 5 games. So it's not that big of a stretch. But like you said, I mean, you're seeing big spreads everywhere. And I think we got some big spreads on the board in week 8 too, no?
Yeah, and we will get to those. So number 2, our pick a loser of the week. We picked the Falcons as our loser. When the Falcons are giving points, I am going to be on the other side. Usually, not sure about this week because they're playing Carolina and Sam Darnold. We will get to that. But as a rule of thumb, I don't trust the Falcons to actually do what the Falcons are supposed to do. And then lastly, our get comfortable being uncomfortable bet of the week was our only loser, and it was the Philadelphia Eagles. And welcome to the world of sports betting. A few weeks ago, Josh, I created a segment. These are the teams that I do not trust and I will not bet. And on there was the Atlanta Falcons. And of course, on there is the Eagles. But here comes this spot against the Raiders. It's like Raiders were good. Now it's time for them to come back down to earth. You know what? I am sick of the Eagles. They are so unreliable, and unreliability is not knowing what to expect week after week. And the Eagles, boom, they tease you by going up 7-0 in a game. You're like, you know what? I am so smart. I can't wait to win this bet. And then the Eagles completely show their true colors and crap the bed.
I was on the Eagles last week, got them at 3.5, which was a great number, obviously. And yeah, thanks so much again for a dud. I actually was on him in week 5 as well. Well, no, wait. What was last week? Last week was week 7, so week 6 as well. The backdoor cover got the 6.5 there. That was fantastic. But then I trusted him again for some reason and said, you know what? Yeah, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. I know I hate them, but yeah, I'm gonna waste my money on them again. What did I look at? Jalen Hurts has 44% of his fantasy points in the fourth quarter. Like, there's just a stat saying, like, okay, this is a team just racking up yards late in the game. So, I don't know. They're staying away. I know some sharp people that are on. They want Philadelphia again this week. But like you just said, break my heart once, I'm done with you.
Right. So what were the big narratives that came out of last week? And I'm curious your thoughts on these, Josh. And I'll run through all of them, then we can sort of get into each. Number one, the Bengals. Are they the top team in the AFC North? We've got the Chiefs are toast. Boy, are they looking terrible. Patrick Mahomes throwing some of the grossest interceptions you can see. Are we buying the Titans? The Titans are literally coming off the two greatest victories they will have all year. Sam Darnold, woof. Anybody who wanted some Carolina, and I was live betting that and I tweeted about it because I didn't get the number when it was at like 2.5. I was like, oh, I didn't get the Panthers. Everyone's on the Panthers. And then all of a sudden, here's my opportunity at -1. I was like, I'm going to hold off for a second. Interception, Sam Darnold. I'm like, I'm gone. All right, the 49ers, get this. They're 1-5 against the spread on the season. So for a team with a coach genius, all of a sudden people are starting to look and being like, the 49ers as favorites aren't all that. So I'm curious, of those narratives, what are you buying into? What are you not buying into?
So starting with your last one, San Fran is just like a team I really don't have a feel for. I mean, we're going into week 8. I literally spend all week writing about football, writing about sports, and I haven't really learned much about San Francisco. So I never feel comfortable laying anything against them or with them. So they're kind of really off my radar. That sounds really weird to say when you should be looking at these bye week games, but I really have to be honest. I don't have an affinity to bet on San Fran. And then you kind of gave it the meh as soon as you said San Fran, because they were favored early in the year, and now, I don't know, they're just a hard line to bet on now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I looked at the game versus the Bears, so San Fran is favored by 3.5 on the road, and you sit there and I'm like, all right, well, my default would be I would love to get more than a field goal at home with the Bears. But what about the Chicago Bears gives me any shred of, like, I don't have any confidence in either one of these teams. Like, no matter what the outcome is in this game, I would not be surprised. The 49ers could win, and their defense, all of a sudden, Bosa does well, and here comes Jimmy G, who has a great record. That could happen. But then all of a sudden, the 49ers could just win by 3. Boom, Bears cover, Justin Fields. I don't think anyone feels good about Matt Nagy, so you've got the coach versus coach. Well, clearly Kyle Shanahan is the coach that we want, except for the fact that every narrative that we see from an ATS perspective and a wins and loss perspective says that's just like a shiny object. Like, everybody wants to crown Kyle Shanahan, but as sports bettors, that's not paying us.
No, and you're right. So it's just a hard pass for me. I mean, the variance in that Chicago game, in that Chicago-San Francisco game, could be anything. It could come down to, you know, bad play calling or something, and that's not something I want to put my money on. So I'll go back on your other list, Sam Darnold. Like, we're so far away from what Sam Darnold did in, like, week 2 or week 3. He was leading the league in rushing touchdowns, and Carolina was 3-0, and we're hot to trot, and now they're like, yeah, we'll take Deshaun Watson. We don't mind. Like, that's how far that's come. Kansas City, I hate myself for putting Kansas City on my money line parlay last week after spending like 3 quarters just berating Patrick Mahomes on Twitter and not learning anything, and then being like, oh yeah, we covered, that's great, okay, good, yeah, okay, I will go back with them on the money line next week. So then, I don't know, didn't Tennessee lose to the Jets like a couple weeks ago, like a month ago? Like, have they come full circle that much? Like, KC, like, I don't know. I'm going to stay away from Tennessee. I don't like KC. They're probably, what's the line this week?
9. It was at 10. It dropped to 9.5, depending on where you're at.
Okay. I mean, the Giants offense is terrible, but are you really trusting that defense? Like, that defense is so turnover. Like, it only stops people if there's a turnover. That's it. Like third down, there's a 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. It's not like they're going to get in the backfield. There's no pass rush. They're just a bad team to bet on right now, and the offense is not rolling. So they literally have nothing going for them.
All right. So
but,
this
I don't
is
know.
Actually...
Smarter people than me are still have like, yeah, KC's a top 10 team. Yeah, they'll make the playoffs, no problem. You're like, I don't know. Okay.
So, Josh, this is actually a great segue to one of the segments that we have called Pick a Loser.
Oh, what a loser!
And the goal of this segment is to identify a losing bet. In my Pick a Loser of the Week, give me the Titans laying 1.5 on the road, taking on the Colts. The Titans could not possibly be riding higher than they are right now. The Colts, after a rough start, which everybody saw was going to happen, their losses, Seahawks, Rams, Titans, Ravens. Now, all of a sudden, they've got back-to-back wins. If we were to have started the season and said, do you believe the Colts and Titans will split? I think it would be a nice, safe assessment to say, yeah, that's something that I could believe in. All right. Well, the Titans won the first one. Now, here's the opportunity for the Colts. But we're not just going to go on that. So right now, the Titans are 5-2, and the Colts are 3-4. So I decided to look into the points against or the points differential. Right now, the Titans, with their 5-2 record, have a point differential of plus 29. The Colts at 3-4 have a point differential of plus 20. So what does this tell me? Despite their 3-4 record, the Colts still have a positive point differential, not that much different than that of the Titans. So now I get the opportunity to get points with the Colts at home in a game in which I think they can win. And based on the average of the season, they should win. I am picking the Titans as my pick a loser, minus 1.5.
No, I like that. I mean, I thought last week was probably the best price we were going to get Indy at, like a healthy Carson Wentz. Like, it was such, he was such a fadeable person with what did Patrick from Covers, right? Carson Wentz has two sprained ankles, and the only reason he doesn't have three is because he doesn't have a third leg, right? Like, he was a disaster. So, I mean, like, I think we're kind of past that, and now you have to realize that, yeah, Indy is solid. And what's our line right now on this game?
Well, so it's actually moved to pick 'em.
It's basically a pick 'em, yeah.
So I made this yesterday, thankfully, and I got that extra 1.5. I'm curious, do you have a pick a loser of the week?
I'm going to go pretty square. I mean, that ties into your segue, profitable square bets, but like, and it ties in your idea, is Cincy that good of a team that you were talking about? Like, last time I checked, it was 10. I don't know if the line's moved. It's now looks like it's at 10.5. I liked it at 10. I mean, Cincy's that good. I'm a little scared to take Cincy after a Baltimore win because, like, that's a divisional game that they had to get up for, and they hadn't beaten them, and I think they were outscored like 72-6 in the last two games last year. So that could be an issue, but I don't know. Look at Tennessee. Like, we bet on them last week because we thought that'd be too big of a spot coming over a win in Buffalo. I don't know. Maybe that's an overlooked an angle in betting, but I don't know. We're bringing Joe Flacco back. Is Joe Flacco under center this week?
Well, right. So the narrative also that came out last week is some of the quarterbacks we get the opportunity to bet against this week if we want. So as we record this at noon on Wednesday, it looks like it's going to be Mike White, who is under center for the Jets. We also have Geno Smith still there for Seattle and Sam Darnold for Carolina. So based on what I hear, Josh, it sounds like you want to make the Jets plus 10, if it's still available, your pick a loser of the week.
Yeah, I think so. I just always feel like the Jets at home is such like a, I don't know, like an industry difficult move. Like, we can't really give an NFL team 15 points at home. That's unheard of. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're still terrible. I don't care if – are they coming off a bye too? Like, I don't know. It's just I'm not betting with them. I love Cincinnati right now. Joe Mixon's on fire. It's like three weapons in the passing game plus C.J. Uzomah. Joe Burrow looks good. That's one of the best secondaries in football, one of the more underrated secondaries in football. And if they get ahead – and force whoever's under center with the Jets to air that ball out with maybe the worst receiving core in football, I don't see them marching down the field and backdooring this game at all.
Yeah, it pretty much was a bye week for the Jets, who lost by about 800 to the Patriots. So, yeah, I mean, it's debatable if they actually did show up. So let's get to our next segment, because it actually ties in great to this big number, our Get Comfortable Being Uncomfortable Bet of the Week. And this is a bet where you don't exactly feel all warm and fuzzy making it, but sports betting, you learn to do things that make you uncomfortable. And for me, I'm giving this an Andre Reed 83 out of 100 on the uncomfortable scale. Give me the Buffalo Bills laying 13.5 at home, taking on the Miami Dolphins. Well, why does this make me uncomfortable? Because number one, you're laying two touchdowns in a division game, and the narrative is so simple. The Bills have destroyed the Dolphins each of the last two times that they have played. So I'm sitting here, and I actually was very challenged trying to figure out what game I wanted to pick for this, because there are so many of them, like that Bears 49ers game where I didn't want to touch it. Carolina, Atlanta. Normally I'd be like, boom, let's bet Atlanta. Well, that's a vote of confidence for Sam Darnold. I don't want any bit of that. Then you're looking at Bucks Saints. Really? You want to be betting Jameis Winston versus Tom Brady? Cowboys Vikings, you're betting on Kirk Cousins. Like, the narrative's there. Like, I feel extremely uncomfortable. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep my square thought process and say, we have seen these double-digit teams continue to win, and is there anything we have seen out of the Dolphins that gives us a vote of confidence that they are a team who is going to show up? Yeah, I'm uncomfortable because it's a division game, and I don't expect a team to continually get blown out by another team. At the same time, Bills at home coming off a bye, and they clearly have the Dolphins' number. So for those reasons, I'm going to lay the monster points. Let's go, Buffalo!
Yeah, that's funny. Like, poor Miami comes in to Buffalo here. Like, didn't that? So what happened in the first game? So Buffalo loses to KC, right? I'm sorry, Buffalo loses to Pittsburgh in the opener, right? Okay. Went, tough start to the season. Okay, let's trounce Miami in the next game. Okay, thanks for coming out, Miami, 35-0. Okay, all right. Tough loss to Tennessee. Then coming off the bye, Miami could get stomped again. Like, they gave up, what, 28 points, 30 points to Atlanta, made Matt Ryan look 15 years younger, got destroyed by Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley, and I don't know. The corners aren't healthy. They're just a really good team to pick on.
What about you? Do you have a get comfortable being uncomfortable bet of the week?
I'm in the same boat as you. I'm looking at everything right now, and everything, like, exactly. Like, do I want Geno Smith over the Jaguars for a touchdown? No, not really. Like, how about I take, like you said, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts at over a field goal on the road at actually a surprisingly decent Detroit team. This one's really split down the middle on the sharp side, I'm pretty sure, too. A lot of them are uncomfortable. Okay, there's your uncomfortable pick. Detroit +3.5 at home versus Philadelphia.
I love it, because when I looked at this week's card, that was actually the first number that stood out to me. One, because I was butthurt because I just lost because of the Eagles. But then number two, I feel like the Lions are due. Like, if they are going to win a game, at least the narrative that we're going to say, Philadelphia seems like a great team who's just going to lay down in some capacity and find a way to not cover more than a field goal. So I have not yet played that, but that is certainly on my radar. Josh, last segment we have here, our Big Mick Moneyline Parlay of the Week.
I see they got the Big Mac. I got the Big Mick.
And the goal of this bet is just to produce a winning bet that comes close to -110. Someone reached out to me and was like, Rob, I want you to give me a winner. And I was like, I wish I could give a winner too, but I'm going to do my best to give you something. So I gave him Moneyline Parlay, and that's how we got this. So I'm not going to change what is already working. So for me, I'm going back to the biggest spreads of the week. Give me the Bills, Rams, Bengals, and Chiefs. And just those four teams would pay out -120. But I was like, you know what? I want to make this a five-teamer again for the second consecutive week. Give me the Chargers because that boosts us up to plus 163. All of a sudden, you're sitting there and you're like, wait, I kind of like this bet. So what I like to do is say, where is this going to lose? Let's poke holes in this. So number one, Bills versus Dolphins. That's a division game. Typically, in the best case scenario, I would rather not be taking division games. Number two, Rams and Bengals, both on the road. You would much rather have a home team than a road team. And then lastly, Chargers, Patriots. Could the Patriots win that game? Yes. I think many people are going to make that a trendy thing. I just believe that the Chargers are a good team that will find a way to win coming off a bye. And the narrative of the Patriots is everybody wants to love them so much. Like, they get credit. Ooh, they almost beat the Cowboys. That's so good. It's like the same thing as Taylor Heineke, who gets credit for almost beating Tom Brady. They said that on the telecast this week. Like, on his NFL plaque, it's going to be like, here is Taylor Heineke, who almost beat Tom Brady, which means you lost. I feel like that's what we got right now with the Patriots. Everyone wants to crown Mac Jones. Everyone loves him. Here they are coming off this blowout win to the Jets. Congratulations. Mac Jones can beat the Jets. I believe in Justin Herbert. For those reasons, give me Bills, Rams, Bengals, Chiefs, Chargers, five-team moneyline parlay, pays plus 163. What about you, Josh?
Now, hopefully my audio is good here because my earbuds just went out. But I'm going Bucks, Bengals, Chiefs, just a three-teamer at plus 110 and poking holes in that. I don't know, Tampa Bay versus a good defense. I mean, you should be able to beat Jameis Winston. Somehow the Saints win. And they only allow one touchdown, but they don't cover. That didn't go very well for New Orleans Packers last week. Like I said, I'm high on the Bengals, so that's a no-brainer one. And, yeah, I'm going back to the well to get hurt again and going with KC because, I don't know, the narrative is pushed so much on us, much like other sports. Like right now the Toronto Maple Leafs are terrible, and everyone's saying, no, they're not that terrible, they'll just get through it. But, like, maybe this team is terrible. Like, what? I put out a tweet the other day thinking about it. Patrick Mahomes might only be as good as he is because that defense is so bad. He's asked to do so much. But when we ask him to sit in the pocket, when we ask him just to be like a non-flamboyant quarterback and not have to try too much, he's fallen on his face a couple times. In the last month, we've seen it. So sadly, even with that logic, I'm still somehow picking KC. And I know I'm going to hate myself next week with the same conversation. Like, why didn't you listen to yourself? Why? This is like week three. But whatever. Especially at the end of the week on the Monday night, too. What a way to lose that parlay bet.
Welcome to the world of sports betting. We can talk out of both sides of our mouth, and that's okay. Oh, I knew so much better. That's why you got to putt for the dough, where you got to put it down and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Josh, really enjoyed jamming with you. Where can everybody connect with you?
You can find me in my garage office if you're in Georgetown, Ontario anytime. Or you can find me on Twitter, @covers_Josh. Where we just hit what did we hit yesterday? Like a 14-unit, 6-0 day. Yeah, so we're coming off probably one of our biggest winning days of probably the year, I would think. Big cash day. But yeah, hopefully that turns into some sex. Oh, geez, some success. Some success in week 8. So it turns into something.
Well, yeah, hopefully some of that too.
In, week 8, and we keep the money train rolling.
Yes, we will keep the money train rolling, and I want to hear from you. What is your NFL Week 8 card looking like? How do you want to have success? Do you have a big make money line parlay, get comfortable being uncomfortable, bet of the week, or pick a loser? You can hit me up on Instagram or Twitter @RobCressy. Also, make sure to tag @covers. And remember, if you want to be a sharp, don't be a square with your bankroll. Be disciplined with your money.
The broken down the devil hit you with the rap level attempt. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.